everybody. Matt Lodi with NEO Sports Insiders, and we're joined by our good friend from Fox Sports, the fantasy editor, Ryan Fowler, talking a little bit about Week 11 of fantasy football. It is hard to imagine, Ryan, it's already Week 11, but it is, and there's still things to be done out there if you're in a fantasy league, a year-long fantasy league, injuries and waiver wire pickups and all that good stuff. Let's start with, I think, kind of the story of the week, and that is the injuries. We certainly saw a quarterback that we didn't think was going to play last week, and Ben Roethlisberger have a monster week, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. We're still waiting word on Tony Romo and his situation with the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, you got Thanksgiving games coming up, so all the injuries are still very critical. What do you know about Romo and some of these other guys that are kind of iffy and if they're going to play or not?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with Romo. It sounds like that the collarbone is healed and he will play. He's got a great matchup to come back to. The Dolphins' defense, not as quality as I think a lot of people thought they were going to be heading into the season, even after the coaching change. A lot of good things on offense, but not so many great moments on defense. So when you look at Romo getting eased back into the offense, sure, Darren McFadden, he can get his 20-plus carries, but I think Romo is going to have an opportunity to let it go. And he was vocal on Twitter this week where he kind of said that they're going to win the whole damn thing, taking that line from Major League. All the Indians fans know about the Major League theme there. And, you know, they get a lot of grief. The Cowboys get a lot of grief, but at the end of the day, Tony Romo, when he's on the field, he puts the Cowboys in their best position to win. And I think Dez Bryant had an opportunity last week to haul in a game-winning touchdown that Matt Castle threw up there. And let's see what happens. But I think Jason Witten is a check-down option. Romo's going to feel comfortable going to him in his first game back. I'm pretty excited to see what happens the rest of the way for Romo. I know a lot of people held on to Romo either on an IR spot or just burning a roster spot, waiting for him to come back for the fantasy playoffs and the end of the season. So now there's their chance to throw him in there, and I'm excited to see. I think the bigger name that I'm excited to see is what Brock Osweiler can do this mm-hmm. week in Chicago. Peyton Manning, you got the plantar fasciitis for all our medical doctors out there, and I think it's also that he's just at the end of his rope. I mean, it's just not there anymore, and I think plantar fasciitis aside, he wasn't doing anything for fantasy owners, so we'll see what Brock Osweiler can do against the Bears pass defense that you can chew up, and maybe we'll have an option there the rest of the way in those two quarterback leagues.
What about, speaking of Chicago, Matt Forte, the Jeremy Langford situation? Langford had a monster week against the Rams last week in St. Louis, and now you've got a situation where even if Forte is healthy, do the Bears rush him back? What do you know about Forte for this week?
Yeah, you know what? I think every fantasy owner in America just wants Forte to take another week. You know, it's just one of those things. I know the matchup against Denver is not easy to run against, but you put Forte back in that backfield with Langford. I mean, John Fox came out and said that it's quote-unquote tricky to figure out this running back by committee because Langford ran so well over the last 2 weeks. And not only ran so well, he was involved in the passing game. I mean, the Rams, they're not chopped liver. I mean, that defense, especially at home, has played quite well, and Langford was able to go out there, catch a pass, and run almost the entire length of the field. So when Forte comes back, he has to be plugged into lineups, but that's not to say that, I don't know, an RBBC couldn't be worked out where Langford had a role and maybe some flex appeal. But I will say this, if Forte is active, you cannot run the risk of plugging Langford into your lineup, no matter how good he's run. I mean, it's just going to be one of those things where it is Forte's backfield. He is the lead back, and Langford, he just kind of gets relegated back. But that gives the Bears some options, and fantasy owners in keeper leagues, some options to look at Langford for 2016.
Again, we're talking with Ryan Fowler, our good friend from Fox Sports, the fantasy editor over there. Ryan, you look at some of the games this week, and, you know, you got some big-name teams like Pittsburgh is on a bye this week.
Yeah.
The Brownies, who are not necessarily a big-name fantasy team, but they're on bye as well this week. Some of the sleeper starts this week. Anybody out there on the waiver wire and some of these sleeper guys that you think you could plug in maybe if you got a Ben Roethlisberger or an Antonio Brown?
Yeah, you know, the game that I'm most interested in is the Raiders and the Lions, because the Lions going to Green Bay last week, they get a little confidence, they beat a team that they hadn't beaten forever at Lambeau Field. So let's see what they can do coming back, and they have Oakland. And Oakland, if you paid attention to the Oakland Raiders schedule, and I don't know why you wouldn't, they've been bouncing back and forth between between the East and West Coast. It's been a travel nightmare for that team. So now they have to come back to the Eastern time zone. It's a 1 o'clock game. That's 10 a.m. PST. So let's look at what Amir Abdullah and Joik Bell can do against that rush defense. You know, Golden Tate had a nice game last week against the Packers. The Lions have been a mess this year. It's been a lost season. But for fantasy prospects, I really think a lot of people should take a look at the Lions. Only because, not only this week, but when you get into the fantasy playoffs and you're looking at week 15, the Lions play the Saints. And the Saints' defense is easy to chew up. Kirk Cousins goes out there last week, drops 40 fantasy points on the Saints. Look at the Lions for value. Now, it's going to be embarrassing to say this on an NEO Insiders podcast, but I just traded Duke Johnson in PP. It was a standard league. So I traded Duke Johnson for Amir Abdullah on the prospects that he will have something to work with in that Saints matchup. Because, I mean, Alfred Morris, who's been mute all year in fantasy, goes out there and runs for 13 fantasy points last week.
Right.
So let's see what can happen in that Raiders-Lions game. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen.
One other big name that's questionable with a hamstring injury is Adrian Peterson. Do you think he'll give it a go?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to take a lot for Adrian Peterson to be held off the field, especially in such a big matchup. I mean, it's one of those classic cases where you go into Sunday and you're looking at the inactives that come out, and it's a late game, too, so you have to wait until 3 o'clock. But it would shock me if Adrian Peterson wasn't a go against the Packers. I think there's too much on the line with the way that the Vikings are playing right now for AP not to start. And if AP's active, even though he's not the AP of old, he's still going to be one of the top 12 running backs in the league.
Again, we're talking with Ryan Fowler, Fox Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ryan.
At Fox Sports Fowler and Fox Sports Fantasy on Facebook.
And don't also forget OhioMemories.com. It's Christmas time already. Start getting ready for those great holiday shopping extravaganzas at OhioMemories.com. If you've got loved ones in the Ohio area to buy for, they've got it all, and you'll be able to get some great merchandise. And also, don't forget, we're going to be giving away another T-shirt this week. We'll do another Guess the Score contest for that epic Browns and Ravens battle. Boy, I'm telling you what. When ESPN put the schedule together, Ryan, they had to be thrilled at the prospect of Joe Flacco and Johnny Manziel. On a serious note, though, what do you think Johnny Manziel is going to do the rest of the year for this team in terms of fantasy points?
I think Johnny Manziel has a ceiling of 22 to 23 fantasy points and a floor of less than 8, depending on matchup. The one guy that I think is going to benefit most the rest of the way is Travis Benjamin. And you know, Gary Barnage has been a consistent as far as it's a fantasy option in Cleveland over the course of the last 8 weeks. But when you look at what Travis Benjamin does when Manziel's out there, that's where he's at his best. So I look for Travis Benjamin in PPR leagues because he's going to get enough targets to really have an opportunity to be a wide receiver 2, if not high-end wide receiver 3, the rest of the way. And I think Barnage will still be in that conversation, but not as much as Travis Benjamin.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, Fox Sports Fowler on Twitter. OhioMemories.com is the website to check out the great shirts and all the great paraphernalia getting ready for the holiday season. Ryan, have a great holiday, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Take care.